This is regional coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. Governor Jay Nixon's administration says three people have been killed in severe storms that swept across southern Missouri Tuesday. Nixon issued a disaster declaration Wednesday because of the storms that caused significant damage in the southern Missouri area. The declaration allows the State Emergency Management Agency, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and other state agencies to help local officials with emergency response. The storm system that moved across the state overnight and early Wednesday morning spawned several apparent tornadoes, including one that hit Branson's popular entertainment district. Shelters have been set up for residents affected by the storms in Branson, Buffalo, Kimberling City, and Lebanon. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Sarah Steelman has recruited the Speaker of the Missouri House to serve as her campaign chairman. Steelman said Wednesday that House Speaker Stephen Tilley not only will serve as chairman, but will play a substantial role in her campaign. Tilley said in a statement distributed by Steelman that he believes Steelman is the only candidate likely to beat Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill and bring change to Washington. Also in the Republican race are U.S. Congressman Todd Akin and businessman John Bruner. Both are from the St. Louis area. Tilley, who is term limited, had planned to run for lieutenant governor but dropped out last fall. Steelman is a former state treasurer and state senator from Rolla. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is releasing more than $5 million that had been withheld from public education because of budget concerns. Nixon's administration cited better-than-expected lottery sales while announcing Wednesday that it was providing an additional $3 million for transportation at K-12 schools. The administration will also add $2.2 million for public colleges and universities. The additional school bus funding restores less than half the amount that Nixon had withheld from that purpose while announcing state budget cuts last summer. Nixon's budget director, Linda Lubering, says the additional higher education funding does not reduce the nearly $17 million Nixon cut from institutions last summer. Lubering says it is a release of the state's standard 3% operating reserve. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.